What the fuck? Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, you look nice today.
You look good, Greg.
Clap sync.
Yeah, bet you look... Goodness.
Tom is playing Skater XL in case anyone needs
to... Yeah, what the fuck, Tom? Not giving us our full attention. What the fuck's up with that?
I'm just on here waiting. We haven't even started. You haven't even asked me any questions.
Did you... Did you not hear Craig?
I'm waiting for the clap sync, bro.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
I just fucking suck at that.
What the fuck? Nobody.
I did it
clap?
Perfect.
That was wrong.
3, 2, 1, go. Jarrett?
I clapped. Isn't the point of a clap sync to all do it separately?
No.
Why
would he count down then? No wonder, dude. I just hear a random clap.
All right. Look at the time. When the time is 3:30, we're gonna clap. When the time is
where does it say 3:30? Where does it say that?
Where is the time?
The clock.
Look at the fucking clock. Use your hand.
In real life,
we're gonna be separate. PST or EST?
I hit 3:30.
Shit!
Alright, now we gotta wait till 3:31. Shit.
Not if alright, everyone clap at 4:30.
Alright, you guys ready for the cringe?
Yeah.
Alright. For the viewers, this is the Home Room Podcast. For now I'll go by Hentai.
Skip me. I need to think of a funny name.
Okay. Who's next?
I'm Niger.
Not Nigerian no more?
Nigerian. It's Nigerian Among Us.
Oh, yeah.
Among Us.
Anybody else? There's two more fucking people.
I'm the Putang Slayer.
All right. There's one last white boy left.
Farted it. That's how my name had me.
I'm big, slow, and not too bright, known as your mom. Also, my video, you guys don't get it.
Yeah, you guys don't get it. You guys aren't intellectuals. All right. The reason why I did that, right? Because it's cringe. Yes, I fucking hate doing that. But I feel like we should establish an intro and an outro. Not really an outro, but more of an intro. Just like, go, hey, what's up? You know, we're this and that. Not just like, who the fuck are these kids just talking on a mic?
I understand the premise.
We're just sexy. That's
the
problem.
So, I don't know. I want to, start off asking you guys your opinions on, what we should do. A little shop talk, you know?
Does anyone have an idea?
I mean, I feel like it'd be Pog if you just said, what up, dudes? The Homer Podcast. Enjoy. And then it starts. Like, it's a voiceover.
No, that's even more cringe. That's more cringe.
That's effort. I gotta add that audio clip every time.
Why would you buy $1,000 computer to not edit good?
Okay, fucker.
Not even $1,000, is it? $780.
It was $1,000.
Yeah, dude bought $1,000 laptop just to be lazy.
Hey, what the fuck? Like,
what a dumbass.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Alright, I'll fuck you guys anyways. I stayed up until 5 to edit this shit. Alright. Also, names. I wanted to bring up names. Because we kept bringing up our music teacher's name in the last one. And supervision. The head of supervision. And we gotta not do that, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Just,
yeah.
No more saying names. Okay.
No, that's why.
We actually need names for each other, too.
Yeah. You can't just random ass.
You can say name.
Alright.
That's also what I wanted to ask, if you're just okay with your own name.
Yeah, I'd be fine
with my own name.
Just my nickname, Nigerian, that's okay.
Nigerian? Alright, I'm down.
That's the name you want to go by?
Nickname, but you can go by my real name, I don't care.
Alright.
How about you, Pooh, Mr. Pooh?
Mr. Me?
Yeah, yes, you!
Oh, farted it.
Yeah, farted is definitely, I'm not, my name's not Poop. It's Zach. I don't care. It's fine.
Okay. It's because,
I actually don't care.
A certain somebody.
Yeah, even
cares.
It's like.
A certain someone does not ever want their name in this.
I almost said it. You're my bad.
Don't say it.
No apology.
Name not to be said.
I just said it 1,000 times so Isaac could test out his editing.
Oh, okay. God, dude.
Why?
You don't understand.
Because he's a little bitch.
Dude,
I want to go to college.
Three people that listen to this.
Like, no, seven? Bro,
seven? Is estimated 8?
Really? We have, like, in total 210 views, though.
We have 100 and...
Apologies.
190 something.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pogged, dude.
Pogging?
Not at
pogging.
All one time, though.
No.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
27? That's pog.
Don't get it twisted.
That's a song.
So, yeah. And me? Well, I mean, if everyone's okay with using the real name, I'll use my name, too.
All right, we just gotta make sure to ask people before next.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, for sure.
Luckily, the one not to be named will never be okay with it. I don't know why he's a little pussy.
College. Like, what the fuck? By the time,
that's true.
Decent amount of people listen to this.
How far are they digging deep into you, though, that they find like a childish?
Yeah, if your last name's a podcast,
it's because he said something. He's like stupid Chinese people.
Which I was gonna bleep, but then he's like, by the way, I didn't mean that. It's not like, all right, I'll let that pass.
I don't hate Chinese people. Lies.
And he said some more shit that was like, mm. So yeah. But it's not like the college is gonna find a podcast that no one listens to that
yet.
Doesn't even mention his name at all in it.
Yeah.
He has no affiliation outside of when he recorded it. Like, what the fuck?
We thought it'd be so funny if we bleeped his name out with his actual name.
So, like, me saying it.
Oh, it was like a robot saying it.
So, this guy doesn't want to say his name, so we're just going to call him the name that should not be said.
That'd be funny. It's gonna be funny.
I thought that was hilarious when I thought
You know
that.
Who else is a bitch? Anyways.
Okay, is the first bitch the X-Star quarterback? Is that the one?
No.
I don't know who this one
is. This is going to make work for me.
It doesn't matter.
Who is the bitch? But he just made a joke.
All right, now we have to bleep that up.
Nah, yeah.
All right, make sure you bleep
that. Shut up!
Oh, shit. Also, another reason. We should have said this before we start recording. Your headphone volume that you're hearing us with,
yeah,
make sure it's kind of low. In the recording, no, just whatever you're using to hear us, just make sure it's not that high. Because when I was editing the podcast, another thing I had to fix was when someone would be talking and somebody else was silent, on their audio, you could hear them talking and the delay.
You could hear the headset.
Whoa. Yeah. How do you fix that?
You have to go through the clip fix and a bunch of shit that fuck you that I did.
Sounds like a pain in the ass. Except it doesn't do an overlay, though. Does all that except an overlay.
Goodness.
Yeah, so I fixed that, you assholes, with my $1,000 computer.
Laptop, actually.
Oh, man. All right, it still computes.
It's facts.
That's God, our computer still computes.
Has anything important happened?
Yeah.
In the last couple? Well,
honestly, we should look at CNN 10. I was thinking about that last night, but I'm like, oh, it's 5:30.
A fucking, a glacier broke off in the Himalayas and fucked up India.
Really?
Yeah, what?
A couple dozen people died.
That's not.
That's like more than 12.
I was about to say that's sick as fuck, but it's
like, no, twice. A dozen is 12, I thought, bro.
Yeah, I said a couple dozen.
Oh, my bad.
Therefore, more
like
than
a
12.
Baker's dozen? Like, what's going on?
I don't know the backstory behind it, but a glacier busted up a dam, and then it like fucked up. I didn't know where the Himalayas were in relation to the world, but now I do.
India and China. Oh wow, that's crazy. Right there.
It's like,
I actually didn't know that either. Shit.
It's,
yeah, I seen the thing. It was like, I'm not an Indian. I'm not gonna do that. That was almost bad, huh?
A lot of blood pressure.
I think it's a land border, basically.
Himalayas is cold.
It's what separates India and China.
Everest.
Wow.
The Himalayas keep getting higher. Like, minuscule, but, you know, like...
Wait, really?
In thousands of years, India is pushing up against, basically, the Himalayas. That's where the two plates are meeting, and that's why they're going up and up. That's why there's the Himalaya Mountains.
Everest. Wow.
Wasn't there some theory that California was going to, like, break off from...
Yeah.
There are still articles about that. Like, apparently this or next year, there's going to be, like, an 8.0. Earthquake. Oh.
Dude, when the San Andreas Fault fucking goes off, that's going to be crazy.
Let's hope we're in Ohio in a school by then, you know?
Oh, yeah. Buying a school. Oh, dude. You tell Tom?
I did tell Tom.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be that's so sick.
That's a great idea.
Dude, okay. I was following that guy on TikTok, and he said, there's not enough room for everyone to get their own room. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're a fucking school.
Shut
like
the fuck
a,
up.
A middle school has enough rooms for, like, Vistaview? Like, a thousand rooms.
A small elementary school?
Yeah. Well, who the fuck is inviting 30 to 40 people? Oh, man, I have 40 friends who are living with me, and I only have 37 rooms. Oh,
well, you have that much land. How? We have that much, like, so you have that much land. So you have that much land. How would we enforce that, like, people can't go on? Like, would you put signs or something?
Guns. We have guns.
Dude, we were talking about that. That'd be so fucking
sniper
scary.
Like, fucking
make it a prison.
Oh, dude. Don't come on my lane.
You need to fix that Wi-Fi, Zach.
What? What did I do?
You hope bugs, like, are like, oh, I'm going to sleep here. Walk in your room, you're like, what the fuck?
We thought about that. We were like, dude, we went to an abandoned school. What if people do that to our place?
Yeah, that'd be scary. I was saying, I'd be more scared as the person who broke in. Like, why is there music? Who's living here?
Like, everything's all posh in the fucking, in the school, like, wow, they really fixed up the place, huh?
You just subdued yeah, in a room.
You don't hear, like, people talking and stuff? Logan Paul's like, what is going on here?
Dude, but a school would be so fucking sick.
Yeah, we'd each get our own room. We'd have a podcast
cheap ones,
room.
But there are some expensive ones.
Forget about Cali.
Okay, but realistically, all the schools in California aren't really that much. It's just, like, it's a commitment. Like, houses you buy here in California are, like, $1.2 million anyways if you buy a nice house. But you got to commit to living in that house for your life.
How can we make Huntington Beach High School go out of business?
Give him more heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah, facts.
Another cool idea is if we all had school buses and, like, they all somehow connected.
We had that idea.
So just a long-ass bus?
No, not like that way. I mean, like, when we park and stuff, there's, like, little things that extend from the sides or something.
Oh, we could, like, lock in, like an airplane type shit.
Like little hallways. Yeah, like that. And we just walk through and just chill.
That'd be cool. We all have to find the same model bus.
Theoretical idea.
No, because you could do different connectors.
We just need to be able to fit the hallway thingy. All
right, well, what was your theoretical idea, Jim?
Oh, what if we all steal school buses and take them to, like, this big-ass parking lot with no one and just drift them? Or race.
Race
school buses?
Bruggy. Yeah.
Well, first we need to steal the school buses, you know?
You also, I don't know how we're going to drift school buses, but...
You know what? Yeah, actually, school buses are pretty cheap.
Really? What is surprising. Cheap?
You can get a decent
what is
one.
Cheap?
Okay, when I say cheap, like, you look at a Honda, like, a new Honda, those are, like, 28 grand. A used bus from, like, 2007, 2008, only, like, most expensive bus I've seen, probably like 18 grand.
That's honestly not bad.
Not that horrible.
It's not
actual buy one already. What are you doing?
A lot of the
why are you working
vans? Through? Vans are more expensive. That's the thing.
Little vans are more expensive.
Yeah.
I do they have
the
a bus.
Cheapest, yeah, that's what I said, but.
I'm gonna get a U-Haul thing, I think.
A box truck.
Yeah, box truck.
Wow, that's gay. Get a bus.
I think there are special like different licenses you need for bigger buses, but like the little. The short buses. Those. I almost said something not correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Short buses,
I almost didn't go to college.
The short buses are, I think anyone could drive them. Which are cool. Those are still cool.
You don't need a B-class for those?
No, not for the little ones.
No, because they're like the RV. They use the same, like the front.
Yo,
not
mama.
The chassis, but it's basically the same.
Yeah, so what drivers, would you have to like take a certain test for it or just like get certified?
I think you get a Class B by going to like a little training class and then taking a test for it. The same way you get your Class C is the same way you get your Class B.
As long as one of us does that, we could go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone else gets a Class B permit.
as long as
one is in the bus, you can drive it.
Yeah, in fact. That's funny.
I know, I'm hilarious.
King of comedy right here.
Well, I'll do the U-Haul because I don't see that many like good designs on the U-Haul. Oh, that's another reason why I wanted laptop and the computer for that software thing.
Oh.
So he could, the 3D model. Because there's a software.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. So the box trucks, the U-Hauls, people make them, but there's not that much, and they don't really make them good. Like, not as efficient as, like, vans. I feel like because vans are just such a smaller space, people are like, fuck, I got to make the use out of everything. But the box trucks aren't even that much bigger sometimes.
There are some really cool vans, because he sends me some sometimes. Like, some are really cool. Like, they really make the most out of their space. And all the box truck ones, it's just like, I got a bed
they're
and I got a
simple,
desk.
They're pretty simple, yeah. And I think it's just because they think they have a lot more room than they do. And I feel like most of it is just the ceiling height, because it's a lot.
Are you trying to make the dope design or something? Is that what you're
trying to
say?
I'm trying to make sick as fuck. I'm trying to make
What's your plan?
I got a few plans. Like, I think for the bed, I might do a couch. Like a big U-shaped couch. But it like has a table in the middle of it and can like detach and turn into a bed itself. So like almost like a king size bed. But I'm not too sure because I want to connect it. I want to put it against the wall that hits the driver's side.
But some of the box trucks have like weird.
How do you secure the bed and stuff? Or is it just gonna be heavy enough?
You just have to screw it and shit. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I thought you were renting the fucking U-Haul truck. My bad.
No. I want to buy one. A good, decent one's $4,000. Easy.
That's chill.
That's actually not that bad.
Yeah, there is a couple, because there's literally, like, a website specifically to sell school buses, and they sell, like, 2007 diesel buses for, like 78-seaters for, like, $6,000.
They're not that bad. They're old fleet car websites and stuff like that.
You can buy a lot of cheap cars and a lot of cheap shit.
Because companies got to, like, replace the cars somehow, especially when they like.
And they're trying to get some profit. They know they're not going to sell their bus for $20,000.
Yeah,
it's already used by a bunch of like sweaty children.
The buses are cool though. The bus conversions.
Yeah, are really cool. Those are cool. Like, I keep thinking, I'm like, dude, I bet we could build a sick ass bus conversion.
What's that?
Yeah, what's your guys' plan? Because you guys are just like, sorry to be rude, but you guys are just like chilling in your mom's house.
I know. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go to Amazon. Axel has a job.
No,
I'm working full time to save up the money to do that. And if I don't do that, at least I have money saved up.
But your guys' plan is just like explore the country, or like what's going on?
No, I just wanted, just because it's almost kind of been a dream since I was little. Just because I've been renting rooms my whole life, so I've never really had my own place. So a van or a bus isn't really that much of an issue space-wise. And it'd be cool to have something that I could call my own.
Also, it's a lot cheaper than just moving in on your own if you do it right. Like, even if you bought, like, a $20,000 fucking brand-new van that's already converted and shit. And there's, like, the motorhome we took to Big Bear, they're selling those online for, like, $17,000. Which aren't that much.
And the conversion kits aren't even that much either.
And it's a lot cheaper than, like, moving into your own home and just, like, paying off rent and shit.
You just have to
Go for it. Go ahead. No, you first. It's okay. You guys are
I was just saying,
on some.
Because of the way I am, I know that right away, once I make it, I can't leave and just do stuff. I'm still be working. So, for me, I have to have a plan on, like, how I'm going to refill my water, how I'm going to empty my tank. As long as I have that stuff down, like, or if I can, like, plug in my power, then I'll be set. Other than that, it's all good. Like, it'd be cool to move in, like, with everybody into like a house or something. I'll pitch in. That's another cool idea.
That's definitely a dream.
That's like a really cool idea, but it's like it's. I feel like it'd be hard to have everyone commit like 8 people, or not even 8. Like, let's just say 5 people. Like, hey, I want to buy a house, like own a house with you guys. We should all pay it off. Yeah, but if you're renting, it's a little bit more lenient. But like, hey, I want to own this house with you guys. And then just like, owning a house is a long...
It's an investment.
It's an investment that you can take a long time to do.
Not to sound mean, but it's not that I don't trust you guys. I feel like it would mess up our friendship as a whole. Because now we're putting a whole other set of responsibilities
on like,
ourselves.
And what's it
just
called?
Like the misfits. Yeah. Because like they moved in together and like... They're still friends and stuff, but like you see parts of like your friends, like the like sides that are like yeah, not responsible and stuff like that, and like
some. Yeah, well, I was just saying that, like, that, like, I know we're all like gonna like be mature then and stuff, but like I just feel like stuff's gonna happen where you're like, I can't pay this month, and then someone has to keep up that slack, or someone's too lazy and arguing over the fucking dishes and shit.
Like, that's why I wouldn't want to own an expensive house with like a group. But the cool thing about the school is that the schools are cheap as fuck. Like,
how would you shower?
Schools have showers and shit. They have
our school water. Doesn't.
Our school does have showers.
Our school literally has showers.
It does.
Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, my bad.
But most schools have showers in them. But,
they have a kitchen. They have restrooms.
They have restrooms. They have kitchens. They have all of that shit. You just need to turn it all on. And a lot of the places I see, it's like, most of the shit is still there. Maybe you just need to hire a new electrician to replace it. But like,
hey, that's my job, bro. That's what I'm going to school for.
A 20,000 square foot school, I seen a couple, like 20 grand. Or not 20 grand, 50 Jesus. Grand. One of the best ones I seen was only 100 grand. It was humongous. It was like 36,000 square feet.
Only 100 grand, like someone's life's fucking savings.
No. What?
But if you have, okay,
we say that in the grand scheme of things.
It's not just you.
Property.
If you own a building that big for that cheap, like a house that big would cost millions of dollars in California, and it would that would take your whole life to pay off. But a, like something that cheap, it would take you like 4 or 5 years.
Well, and you're not buying it by yourself. You're having the brothers with you.
If you have that many rooms, you're going to have people living there.
And even if we can't get everybody, you could rent out two rooms.
You could rent out rooms.
And so now you have another source of income every month.
Imagine how scary that'd be. Like you're the only one who lives there. You're just hearing noises at night.
Yeah,
you're like,
I was like, fuck.
There has to be a group.
I need my bros with me. I'm too.
Because my parents are moving to a different state after like I'm in a year of college, so I don't know what I'll be doing. My stepmom and dad.
Oh really? Where are they going?
Colorado.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I won't have a place to go.
Get a cheap school in
unless
Colorado?
I go
cheap
with
school
them
in Colorado, huh?
Yeah.
Like the cheapest schools that I'm seeing are in Ohio. But my opinion, Ohio is shitty.
Was it New York?
New York had the cheapest one, and it was the best.
Oh, it was next to a cemetery.
It was next to a cemetery, though, so I was like, fuck that.
They aren't doing it for the school. They have, like, actual... They own properties in Colorado already, so they could just, like, move into one of the houses that they own.
Yeah, I do not... Like, I want to stick to as close to California as possible. I'm not trying to go to the middle of the fucking United States.
There are some cool ones in Utah, and another problem I was seeing, I'm like, all right, if like we took like a group of like 6 or 7 people, we don't have to get jobs. And like thinking like, oh, 50 grand isn't a lot. Minimum wage here is like $13. That'd only take like a couple years. But minimum wage in Ohio is like $7-$8. Half that.
Yeah, but and, like, the cost of
we're
living
here,
lower,
cost of living is lower, but you're already looking at the price of the house, which is 100 grand.
So yeah, would
because
that
we're,
be
we're like going to school
like
here
staying
and stuff?
Here just to get money and then going there when we have enough?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if everyone saved up like 5 grand, because you need to put a down payment on a home that you're buying, and it depends on the price of it. I think if it's like 500,000 to a million, it's like 50 grand you need to put like straight down that day you buy it. But I think it's cheaper if you buy something that's less expensive. Maybe it's different in other states too. So obviously you're not going to pay 100 grand immediately when you buy the home.
Yeah. All right, but like I was just saying with the school stuff, there's going to be a lot of fixing up, and they can't be like, oh, we'll do it next time or some shit. Like, we actually have to do it. We can't be blazing.
Well, okay. A school, a lot of this, I'm not looking at like shitty schools where walls are busted in. There's like spray paint everywhere. Like they look fine. It looks like a normal school. Like the rooms are all built. It's not like leaking water. Like they have lights and shit.
So no, but I'm saying like, so like with our projects,
paint. It'd be cool.
It'd be cool. It'd be the easy. It would be easier than trying to find a house to fit that many people for that cheap.
Uh huh. I think like probably the best thing would be how you're going to school to be an electrician. Do that. Whatever Ray does, he does. And I don't know. Maybe I'll go to culinary school or something. So that at the point where we're all set, we have the qualifications to get a better paying job in a different
that's
state.
That's what I'm, dude. I was telling
more job opportunities.
I was telling Mary that. I was like, I feel like the best idea would be like for us to all get set up with our jobs.
Yeah.
Which honestly would probably only take like a couple years.
The thing about that though is that is it's more years, it's more time for us to our lives to change. And there might be a point where we might be all set and we can do that, but there's a point where our lives are like different. We have more responsibility and we can't just dip.
Yeah, maybe we just don't want to. Like, we may have moved on.
Ladies, family.
Ladies,
No, I'd rather move into a school with my friends instead of having a girlfriend. No cap, though. That sounds like more fun.
Oh, definitely.
I'd let Tom hit.
Oh, this goes back to the Roman soldiers.
I'm definitely this is not bonding. Roman soldiering. I got fucking.
No, but it is a really cool idea that I am so fucking down for. Yeah. The only thing is a mystery, I think, to me is how much is it to pay? Like the bills.
Okay, I looked all of that up. Like a month? Okay, I was thinking. I already did all the math. I'm like, all right. And I looked it up for Ohio because they had the coolest schools for the cheapest amount. Electricity for a school that big would probably be around $8,000 a year, which isn't that much if you're splitting it within like 5 to 6 people, even more or less. And rent, because you're paying a mortgage to a bank, and it's cheaper for the amount of money that you're taking out, so you'd only be paying like $200 to $300 a month, maybe $500 for the school, which isn't a lot at all. And then water bill is around $8,000 a year. And then gas is a little bit less than that because you don't use that much gas. Like maybe if you're stovetop, water heating, but you're not always running the shower and shit.
Wow. But,
like those are the three
so
big ones.
That sounds so badass.
Then there's there's like Wi-Fi and shit. That makes shit.
Yeah, plus all our shit.
That is. It would. Yeah, I don't think we had to worry about rent, because that's more of a static thing. All the other bills, they fluctuate, but not that much.
Okay, but we're all going to be
crazy.
We're all going to be heavily, heavily internet based. Yeah. So like, how would that? Would we have like multiple like modems or something around?
I think we would have to set up a plan. What rooms get Wi-Fi? Not every room would be able to get Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and maybe in the beginning, maybe later on, maybe more established, or I don't know.
Like, it's got to be like, this is actually entertaining. I feel like we got to, like, it's got to be, our bedrooms obviously have to have Wi-Fi, and then, like, the podcast room, and then, like.
Okay, I feel if we had certain rooms, podcast room, then a room, like, where we all, like, set up shit, like, to play LAN games or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that'd room be cool. Would get Wi-Fi, and then probably be mixing with, like, where we podcast and shit. And then our individual rooms would probably just be wireless. We wouldn't need Ethernet cords for that shit. If we had good enough internet, I don't think it really matters.
Right.
There is new things like Google Wi-Fi.
The Google shit?
Where you can set up the different pods all around. There's one main one, and then you can set up little ones.
Those are cool.
To amplify the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, let's put it in this way. I would say... So the fishbowl, like according to our school, mm-hmm. fishbowl would not get Wi-Fi. I would say something like maybe a library, where we would like, that'd be like kind of like a hangout spot because it's a big enough fucking room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, individual rooms. And like, I don't know, let's say the band room is the podcast room.
Mm-hmm.
That would get Wi-Fi.
Right.
Honestly, the podcast room doesn't really need Wi-Fi if we set it up right.
I want to start live streaming our podcasts. I want to do. That's what I want to do when I get my computer. That's what I want to start doing. But also, like, it'd be difficult because there'd be no visuals. That's why I also want to get a drawing pad. I think that'd be cool.
But no one wants to show their face, so it's like we can't do like what H3H3 and everything does.
That's professional as fuck. They're all doing it in person. They have good cameras. And they have a crew.
Yeah.
It's not just H3. Oh. He has like three people behind the camera.
You guys don't know Ray's plan with the drawing pads, huh?
I think he told me a little, like, you draw the story or something.
Sort of.
Just be doodling.
Yeah,
something changing, something moving.
It's not just a static image.
And it would help out. It's like kind of like a whiteboard, you know? You kind of need to draw a little example.
Oh, yeah,
here, this house is here, I'm walking over. Mm-hmm. It'd be just cool, and it'd be something.
Even if one person, like, I'm going to get one for sure.
Like, I kind of wish we had that for, like, you explaining the Wi-Fi thing. Like, that would have been cool.
It'd be cool, and it'd be cool to actually put something on YouTube.
Right, yeah.
Because it's all the ideas and stuff that I have, it's kind of time-consuming. And if we got the drawing pads, we could probably make a short little animation GIF on reality.
I want to start doing that.
I really want to get into digital art.
I do too, like, all of our, like, people who are most frequently here, like, I don't care if you're good at art or shit, just, like, make, like, a simple animation so that we could either put that as, like,
a loop.
How do you do that?
I don't know yet. I don't know how to do that.
We would have to learn.
We'd have to learn.
Oh.
Okay.
I just think it'd be cool to see all of our separate art styles, like, doing different shit.
Uh-huh. And different ideas. Mm-hmm. Think of it like the lo-fi girl, how she's just sitting, studying.
Yeah.
And, like, the cat moves and something like that. Something like that, but on a continuous loop throughout the whole podcast. And, you know, if you wanted to, you could add, like, a little thing, like, say we were all walking down a sidewalk and, like, one of us trips and gets up, and that's it. It just happens, like, once. Like, something just there. Just as a video and something to look at, not just a black screen.
Yeah.
Because the whole face thing, it would be harder for us.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be cool to have, like, a, not like an intro, but like a animated intro, and then it's like, what up, dudes, or something like that. Unless it's too cringy and I get roasted for it. Sorry.
Nice.
We cleared up now.
Well, this is the 13th episode we're recording.
It is?
Yeah. That's going to go up.
Congratulate. When did you guys first get the idea of doing a podcast?
It was months after we listened to the Misfits podcast.
Yeah. I think 2019 is when we started uploading the Delinquents one.
Wasn't that actually kind of like getting popular a little bit?
One of our last ones got like 78 views.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I don't know how it works, because it's like, I don't know if our friends were listening to them or if it was just like it got pushed onto Anchor's, like, listen to this. And I was like, well, our quality has gotten better. The stories are the fucking same as they were before. Like, maybe it's just like a certain amount of time that you have your account until, like, it starts getting pushed to other people.
How?
Consistency, too. Probably.
Yeah, consistency. I think that's happening to us because this morning he uploaded it, and then when we woke up, it already had 5 plays, and we hadn't even uploaded it.
And then
Instagram.
I posted it on Instagram, and then, like, a few minutes later, I had 2 more views, so a total 7. As of recording this, I haven't checked. It's probably the same, or it could have gone up a bit.
I'm thinking 9.
So it's pretty cool seeing that. Like, it's a small amount, but it's, like, people listening.
Mm-hmm. And some, yeah, exactly. Some people that we don't even know. Oh,
your thing hasn't updated, huh?
No. We have 199 plays right now.
Oh, nice. 200.
Estimated audience size 9. That's not that bad.
Should I put it in my bio? Home Room Podcast.
We had 46 plays.
One day. Some people, yeah. Down, you can see, like, regions and, like, stuff. And I just fixed up on the Anchor website the distribution, because there was, like, 3 little podcast websites that weren't uploading. So I fixed that up, and now we're getting more views from that. So, look, like, Overcast wasn't even
We have 7% of our viewers on Overcast. Apple Podcasts, 14%. Other is 36%.
What is other? That's like Spotify?
Not Spotify. Spotify's 33%. So whatever other is.
Would be like, fuck. I can't remember any of the website's names, but we're on 9 platforms total.
Mm-hmm. That's killer. Well, white person. My bad.
we have people from Thailand, Singapore, Netherlands, and Mexico listening to us besides the United States. That's all cool.
Shit. Translated.
You can see all that.
It's funny. You guys are cool. Talking about like that, my dad, like, back in like 1990, released like an album, and like all of his sales were from Russia. he's like, what is going on?
Russia loves
on the Delinquents podcast. A lot of our views are coming from like New Zealand and England, I think.
Wow.
Do we have the login information for that?
Uh huh. I think it's changed now. Somewhere from like, I don't know, Siberia or some shit. Singapore. I don't know.
Wait, so. Did it go from the Delinquents to Hooligans to Homeroom?
We made the Hooligans because we were just like, that'd be a cool name. And then we were just like, the Homeroom, that's a cool name. We'll just change it to that. And then we just never changed this name. I'll change it right now.
I was just wondering.
I don't know how to change
it. It doesn't matter. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's the Homeroom podcast.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Because the Delinquents are like, well, that's kind of too close to the Misfits.
Yeah, like, that sounds really close.
I even told my friends that, and they were like, it kind of sounds like the Misfits. And I was like, yeah.
Well, they took it off of a band, so fuck them.
That's true. Yeah, they,
I really like the homeroom.
I wonder if they realized that they took it off of a band.
I'm pretty sure they brought it up.
They have?
I'm pretty sure.
Definitely.
How long have you? 35 minutes. That's sick. Dude, I don't know. That's just a cool idea, everything. Everything in total. Like, if this podcast blows up, that's be sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how podcasts blow up, though. I don't get it, because it's like... what's his face? The Misfits, like, they already had their pre-established thing. H3 already had his YouTube channel. Joe Rogan, he's a comedian.
Basically YouTube.
Yeah, I would think so. That we need to put our shit on YouTube, but there's no visuals. It'd be weird.
It's hard. And I think just, in general, social media, we just have to be out there. We have to build an audience outside of podcasts, technically.
Yeah, because, like,
Instagram, we have to get those numbers up.
Who's just TikTok. Like
for cop? Oh yeah, we've been making TikTok videos. We only have three.
They're banger. Honestly, yeah, like, I'm not even capping.
We only have three.
I swear to God, if you guys danced, I'm gonna kill you.
No! They're
edits.
Actually, you were in one of them.
I was.
Yeah, I don't. I'll do it later. But let's see.
TikTok's a good platform. Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to get plays and shit. One of our videos has 400, then 100, then 13. I don't know why that one did so bad. 13 plays, and then another one had 118.
And you could just... It's an easy way to...
6 likes, 5 likes, 9 likes, 10 likes.
To the podcast. Mm-hmm.
It's probably the easiest way. And I don't know how to fucking use Twitter or anything else like that.
Yeah, we have Twitter, and I think I've posted 2 times. I don't know how to use Twitter.
Hey, yes, dudes.
But you could.
I'm going to get Subway, so have a good rest of the podcast. All right.
Okay.
Was I in for long enough?
Yeah. That's
fine. All right. Good enough. For sure. Yeah. All right.
All right.
See later, bros.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. I have to ask.
God. Fuck that guy.
I have to ask. Why'd you guys blur the dog out? Like, the dog's eyes. What the fuck?
What's the dog doing?
What's the dog?
Dude, that was funny. I don't know.
It was just funny.
Ooh, I'll blur out the dogs.
Like, damn, you're just like clout denied. Shit.
Clout denied.
It was funny because we do it to everyone else. We're like, I even do it to background people. Like in one of the TikToks, like, I have blurred like 15 faces in a photo. It was funny.
Well, I did blur. I did blur a black background guy.
Oh.
From from what's his face? The one that shall not be named. When he's in a Speedo.
Oh, the logo?
The logo, and then there was somebody next to him.
Oh.
Behind.
It's hot as fuck.
It's funny.
Alright, for real though, CNN 10. We gotta start watching that shit.
What's that?
You don't know what CNN 10 is?
You don't have Econ?
News Radio or some shit?
What's Mark Verstappen? What's his name? Not Mark Verstappen.
Smart some. Anyways, he has a bad haircut.
Anyways, it's just like news that's going on in the world right now. Like important shit.
That's sick.
And like it'd be cool to have like a topic that we talk about sometimes.
I don't know. Maybe like see something we like, something interesting, we try to do a little read a little article so we're not just like, hey, do you guys know about this? And it's like, what? How? And we'll just be like, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't read into it.
I just thought that.
That's crazy. So,
not to get political, but how do you guys think Biden's taking the presidency so far?
I literally have read nothing on it.
I have
except
no
that,
idea.
Except that Miss Harris, what's her name? Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Is making special forces run up and downstairs. That's the only thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
I see, there were so many memes on it. It's like security, like, sweating or, like, scared to go on runs.
It's like it's them in the shower, and they're just, like, right before their day of work going up. Like them crying.
Wait, why?
Just like a bunch of old 40, 50-year-old men.
Funny,
she's making them doing them in like dress shoes and suits, like making them run up and downstairs.
Damn. Why'd she do that? Just because she
could? I don't know, because she was like doing it in front of whatever, wherever the fuck she was.
That was the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, yeah. She was just running up and down the stairs, and she was like, come on, do it. Kind of felt pressured. I called her like, fuck this bitch.
I just know. I just know I've seen what Biden's done so far. I know on the first day he already put us back into Paris climate talks that Trump took us out of.
I don't know what that means.
Paris climate talks.
Biden, yeah, he was put into office almost a month ago.
Like, got.
So right here, we the audio recording software that we use cut out because of some sort of internet connection failure. So it's gonna be a little gap of silence, but I believe we're gonna get it all fixed, or I am gonna get it all fixed. Whether I'm gonna cut it right and make it look okay, I don't know. Yeah, this is the second time in a row I think this has happened. Thank you. Bye bye.
Welcome back.
All right, now you gotta edit it together.
Like a resync type.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I need to see how that is. That's it.
Are we gonna have the original, the first one?
We're still gonna have the first one. He sends me a text. He gives me a link.
I still.
Today. Okay. Woo!
Woo! Okay. Hopefully it's not fucked up to the point. Fuck. Okay. Whatever.
You have to clip both of those things together, huh?
No, but the thing is, I don't know how far gone it disconnected, because it seems like
no, it wasn't that far, because like Craig sent a text.
No, but the message says failed to join. I persistently failed to join, so it seems like he kept trying to join over and over, so I don't know how long that took. Whatever, we'll piece it together. This is why I wanted to record
our audio,
so in case something like this happened, and then also have Craig as a backup to line up audio. So yeah, we'll take care of that later, I guess. We'll figure out. Also, we need to find establishing people who's always, not always, but mainly going to be on.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just basically me, Axel. Jared's been fucking up.
Yeah.
Well, I was good when quarantine started, but I'm doing a ton of IV stuff, and May is exam time, but they've canceled some exams already, so I don't know how it's gonna work.
They canceled exams?
Yeah, because they have to take it. You have to take it in person. I don't know why they can't do what AP does. Because I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm fine without taking an exam, but like AP does their exams online. They've been doing it online because you can't do it in person.
Mm-hmm. Sounds stupid.
If they really want to do in person, maybe small sets. But then
yeah, like different blocks.
There's a thing about like, oh, somebody's
people might
somehow
show
getting
the answers.
Yeah,
give people questions ahead of time.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's fucking smart,
dude. Fuck.
God. Well, I think they I'm pretty sure they have different test dates, because I don't think every exam is gonna be on the same day, because it's kind of if. I mean, I think there's only like 400 to 500 schools in the nation that are IB, so I don't know how much they can fit into one day, but I don't think that's like possible.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Damn. Zach, you've been fucking up.
I know.
Yeah, this is the first one you've ever been to?
I can't remember the last time we were on one.
Yeah, this is the first one he's ever been to.
Okay. Tom's been in the last two. Scarlett's been in multiple.
Well, Tom's been in the last three, except the ones that we had before this were in Big Brain, and obviously he wasn't there. The last three we recorded over Discord, he was in. I want to not record over Discord. I wish we could do it in person.
Yeah.
But your day off. Zach, have you been working? What do you work?
I have been working. Yeah, it's still Blaze.
Damn.
You get hours there? Because Raymond was like, good, he works like 3 hours a week.
I get like 1 to 2 days, maybe. It's not too much at all. Yeah, but I don't really need it, so I don't care.
Huh. You don't. You're not doing any sports, huh? Sports aren't a thing anymore, pretty much.
Oh, sorry,
no,
right?
They are. No, they are.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing just swimming. And
you guys are only online, right?
It's hybrid right now, actually.
Oh, you're doing hybrid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I thought you had a choice of doing a hybrid or
We went back second semester, which was,
it was 2 weeks ago. Week.
Ooh, what's that like? How's school like that?
It's weird. Not many people are there.
Yeah, I have...
Is it boring?
I haven't gone
it
back yet.
It is boring, believe it or not. I'm sorry, what?
I haven't gone back yet because my mom was sick, like, the weekend before hybrid started up, and we didn't know, because I don't think she has been sick for that long, but it was apparently just a flu because we tested her and she was negative. She's doing fine now, but the nurse wants us to quarantine just to be safe, even though we already got our tests and it came back negative, but we have to quarantine for 10 days, which means I'm going back next week.
Fuck. It's crazy, like, this is still a thing. Mm-hmm. It, for me, it doesn't feel like anything's changed, because when it started, my place never closed down, so I stayed working. So that's all I've been doing. For me, nothing much has changed.
Yeah, came into into Blaze with, this whole thing going around. It's weird. Like,
is the white girl with the fat ass still there?
Which one is that? Like, I really actually don't have a clue who you're talking to. Like, who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that there's somebody with a badonkadonk.
I don't know.
Raymond and Faith.
Faith?
Yeah.
Who said badonkadonk?
Me.
Well, I know I've heard
from
someone
that. Did you guys hear about what happened to that guy? I ain't never seen two pretty best friends.
Yeah,
like,
he got.
That
like,
he left. Yeah, he left TikTok.
He got leaked,
Yeah. He got leaked. And now he's back, though. He's back.
Wait, what happened?
Man.
His sex tape or something got leaked. And, women and people were body shaming him.
Yeah, I know.
Like, making fun of him. Like, poor dude. And,
what do you think
so
about...
He, like, left.
What do you think about, memes on Instagram that you've seen or something? About guys who, shit on girls for body shaming, and then when guys body shame them, they're like, you can't talk about me like that.
I think it's that the girls get more popular than men's, and that's the problem, is that the guys only see the girls one, so they get upset about it. But I feel like guys and girls are making the same amount of videos about, like, making fun of the opposite gender for body shaming, but the girls ones get more popular because guys get more upset about it. That's my whole opinion on it.
It's definitely not good. Either way,
I feel like everybody needs to calm
down. It's like a stupid war. We just need to, like, shut the fuck up.
It's just like girls making fun of guys about their height and dick size, something that they can't change, and then when we bring up their weight, they get offended. I'm just like, you guys are probably making the same amount of videos, except the girls' ones are getting more popular because guys are reacting more to it, and then...
I can't stand incels. Like, how you hate women? Like, just in general, as not even just because, like, just as, like, a sexuality thing. How do you just hate another gender just because there's too much hate on both ends? I think we've had first world problems for just a little too long. Like a lot of, I don't think a lot of other countries care about the topics that a lot of us care about. And
yeah.
It's just, like, we need to remember who we are and how, like, you know, we have it pretty good. Like, there are problems. And, like, they are important. Just don't push it, because throughout history, nothing has changed in a hurry.
The only thing that I think is stupid is the kill all men thing. That's the only thing.
The bone marrow babies and shit like that. Like,
we don't actually need you anymore. I'm just like, okay. Alright, I guess we're a bit
like... it's just dumb. I think people just need to chill. I don't smoke weed, but I think people need to smoke some weed. People will be bugging for no reason.
Yo, what pistol this guy got? Shit!
I remember.
Yeah, I'm kind of playing Dark Knight, but. I'm trying to get gains over here, you know? Let's be honest.
We're playing
Skater,
so. We're playing a game called Vigor. Vigor.
Oh, that was
Vigor.
A smart thing to say. Good. Yeah. I got it.
Craig is playing http://craig.chat.
Excuse me?
Craig is playing http://craig.chat.
Yo,
oh.
Craig, no. What kind of gaming?
Yo, Craig, no.
Craig to home.
You know what I want to do? What do you guys think about this idea? Stickers. Like a little, cute little, just a simple word design.
That's a really
cute. That's homeroom podcast. I don't know, with the little thing like says has our social or something. And, okay. just for whatever sake, we sell them. And not us, but people that we sell it to start slapping them all over. And now there's the Homer podcast on
different things. That's cool. Though when I bought stickers to sell, I literally made $7 because I sold them.
What? Sell them.
Oh, yeah. It was to my friends.
Yeah. You sell them? I mean, when I was talking about
them. Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't being serious. It's been in general, just to have them. And just, it'd be cool to sell them, too.
I don't think we have anyone who would be willing to buy those.
No.
No.
It'd still be cool. Just boom.
Just have them slapped everywhere. Just like around the only people who like listen to us. Just their neighborhoods.
Lousy Boys and Homo Podcast Sticker Club. You already know.
And I tried playing Vigor once, and like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. How do you get started with that game? I don't get it.
We started I started less than 24 hours ago. I played last night around 6, and then Tom was telling me about it, and I was like, well, I'm getting on right now. It sounds like fun. He's like, it's like Tarkov, but baby version. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was playing it for a bit. I'm like, I'm like, wow, I really like this game. It's really fun. We were playing it like
before we hopped
5
on.
Minutes before we got on the Discord.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Yeah, I played it like late at night, so I have like a biased fucking like thing because like I'm fucking tired. But like
it was fun.
And I like I ruined the first raid. I was like just licking penises all over, and I got like and I got a couple bans off the first raid. I was like, sick. Is this how this game is gonna be? I mean, like, fuck. All
right, Zach, you wake up. You wake up as a girl, right? Yeah, vagina.
Such a sudden shift.
Okay, vagina.
You letting the homies hit or what? Come on, Zach.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We brought that up when we were playing, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Why did you bring it up here? Just snowball something.
That was also really weird when I brought it up.
Yeah, I was talking about my time playing Vigor. Like, so,
we were playing Vigor. Buzzer. Say you woke up with a buzzer. I don't like those TikTok videos, the interview ones. So, what's your name? And he has his phone and he sticks it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like that style.
Yeah, oh, is that guy with like the bleached hair? He's fucking tall.
There's so many of them.
I think the most popular one is the guy with money. Like, 10 bands, would you let me date your daughter? 10 bands.
No, the most popular guys, there's two people who started doing it. I know they've been doing it for like 8 years. It's just like two black best friends. That's what they do. They like go to college campuses. Like, would you let me smash? And they're like, no.
There's this VR group I really like. And it's just like, it's like a fucked up Mickey Mouse is like, all right, Trish, would you let me smash? No. And he's like, oh, and he just runs away. But it's like, they do a bunch of little funny skits. They did a Murray skit. I don't know. I really like him.
Oh, the ugly mouse with the like, he looks like he's on crack.
Yeah.
I've only seen one of them. And it was the one where, yeah, like, you are not the father. Yeah, father.
Can I call you father? I really like reaction videos. I don't really react to, like, oh, people reacting to, like, video games or, like, YouTube videos, different ones. I like seeing reactions of music. Because I just like to see other people's reaction and see how they enjoy it or don't enjoy it.
The only person I liked watching that for was Lil Darky. Because I was like, huh. I remember I was like, how hyped I was listening to it the first time. And then watching other people get hyped listening to his music, I was like, fuck yeah.
It's a cool feeling. Like, seeing other people get hyped as you're hyped. Mm-hmm. You're like, these fools are rocking. I don't know.
What the fuck is up with American cuisine, huh?
Yeah, I heard from, like, Misfits podcast that, like, whenever they, like, someone goes over there and eats their, like, Hershey's chocolate, they can't go back. Like,
The chocolate over here,
it's like vomit. It's like vomit over here.
Oh, yeah. It's because there's like a little protein or something in it.
No, it's the acid.
Yeah. Oh, have you guys heard about reality shifting?
Huh?
It's this weird thing. It's kind of blowing up. It did blow up on TikTok. I think it's dying down now. But it's basically, basically just your imagination. But I don't know why they're making a big deal about it. Because apparently, like, you really like feel like you're in this different reality. Kind of like you write down a script. You have like you lay in your bed, starfish pattern, and like you start counting or whatever, and you start imagining that you're going into this different reality. Like you're going to Hogwarts and stuff like that. And apparently people are saying like they really, really feel like they are going, like they'll wake up and they'll have full on, they could touch stuff, they could smell stuff, they're really feeling it, and they think they're in this reality, which the stuff I was seeing about it, it's just a little weird, and I feel like it's just, it's a, your imagination, you know?
Sounds gay.
It's pretty gay. It looks like all the girls engaged. And boys are doing it. But this older YouTuber I watch, you know, he's a fucking dad. He has a kid. He's like 30 something. And he was like talking. He's like, all right, this probably sounds boomer of me to say, but it's like kind of the first generation that grew up kind of with tablets. They've always been stuck with the screen, always feeding them information. When I was little, right, play with a truck in the dirt. And you imagine stuff. You imagine you're a firefighter or whatever. Maybe it's more of like just this generation now kind of exploring more of their own imagination in a weird way. Like,
it's fucking stupid. Up until I was 11, I didn't have a phone, so I was...
People who are doing it are younger than this.
Oh.
Mainly. They're like 15.
But like, even Alma didn't have her phone until we moved to Orange County. And then that's when she was like stuck on it. Before that, like, we grew up fucking riding our bikes and playing baseball at the park.
Well, growing up, even though I didn't do that, I did know a lot of people who like always had a phone and stuff that were younger than me, like my little brother's age.
I actually didn't think about it until I was like maybe like a year ago, but I had bitches at my elementary school who like had Instagram and Snapchat. They're like, add me. I'm like, I don't have a phone.
Yeah, that's why I
never
Instagram.
I never knew what Instagram or Snapchat was when I was like until I hit 7th grade. Because before that, I was in Simi Valley. I didn't have a phone.
Yeah, I think I got my phone at like 8th grade. And that was like a touch screen. I think it was like called a Blueberry or something like that.
A Blackberry.
Was that your first phone?
That was my first phone.
Because I remember you get a touch screen freshman year because everyone at band wanted to add you.
Yeah,
it took me a while to get a touchscreen.
Actually, my first phone was like a minute phone from like a Western Union place. You buy minutes, and then I had it. I had it for like the charger because I didn't see the importance of having the phone. I'm like, okay, I could call people. I could just fucking write to their house. So I just like never charged my phone, and it just ended up sitting in my drawer. And then I had my first touchscreen when I was in 7th grade, and then I was like all hype. I downloaded like fucking Clash of Clans and shit.
I was 3 or 4 when I had my first phone. It was a minute phone, but I only had it for emergencies. So, like, something happened, call my mom. That was it. Other than that, never really had a phone after that. My first phone, I think, was in 7th grade. No. 6th grade. It was, like, a little weird. It had, like, a keyboard at the bottom and, like, a little screen on top. I had that for a bit. And then that's when I was up to my hooligan shit, and I started getting more phones, and then.
Oh yeah, I remember we tried to locate your phone using like some Android thing, and you had like 8 phones under your name. Like, what the fuck did you do?
That's the old me.
Yeah, that's no longer me. No, I had my first phone, I think, in 5th grade, and it was a flip phone. I didn't do shit with that. I got a touchscreen at one point, but I broke it like the day I got it because it fell out of my pocket. Damn. Or the screen cracked. It still worked, but I got rid of it anyway because there's this problem with it where I kept getting this text message like insufficient data or something. So then I went back to a flip phone, and then sometime in middle school, I started using touchscreens, like Android. I've never had an iPhone.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think about a lot the technology. When we were younger, like, it's so, it seems like a whole different era. It seems like, because, like, you think about it, the 90s and the 2000s, they're not that far apart. It, like, the only thing that makes it sound like it's a lot longer is 1990 instead of just 2002.
The old millennium.
So it's like, we still had VHSs and shit like that. And it annoys me. Like, 90s babies. Oh my God, I'm a 90s baby. Like, people born in 1997. Like, no. Oh, yeah. You, learned how to scratch your nuts in 2000. Like, you grew up with the same shit.
Probably just learning how to talk by the time you got to the 2000.
Yeah, once you, like, started getting your own taste and your own opinions on stuff, it was already 2000.
Have you guys ever heard someone actually say 2021 yet? I never really heard that many people say 2020 sometimes, but most people just say 2020. So that's just like, I was saying, I'm like,
that's weird.
People say 1908, 1919, 1980, 1999, the 90s, 1998. But when you get, it's just like 2008, and then you get to like 2011. Everyone's still saying 2000.
2019.
Yeah, I think that's how it was back then. But if I see,
but around like 2015, I started hearing people say like 2015, 2016, and then now I'm not hearing as many people say 2000. Like, people weren't saying 19. Well, yeah, they are saying
1720.
But yeah, like, they weren't saying 1980. But then right when we got to the 2000s, we were like 2020, not like 2020. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, so I'm like 2000 to like 2019,
we're saying
2000 instead of 20.
Yeah, I think
say 2008. It was weird. I don't know. I thought about it a couple days ago.
I think back then I would say like 2010 or 2011, but now, like, if I look at it now, I'd say 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, we're like back to saying, like, we're back to like how it was back then, like 1980, 1990. Yeah, now we're saying 2019.
I think no one ever said 2014 is weird. So 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, and it's like 2014 is a little. It sounds weird because I feel like I never heard anybody say that.
It's such a stupid
that.
Thing that we're talking about right now, but I'm just like, everyone used to say 1999, and then right when it got to 2000, I get saying 2000, but like 2001, why didn't say 2001? Because it sounds fucking retarded.
Yeah.
2020.
But then you get to 2010, you're like, okay, we're kind of getting back to it. But people are still saying 2010. So people have been doing it for 10 years.
You brought it up 1998.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, people weren't saying 1000. It sounds long. 2020.
What about 2000? 2000.
You know what sounds like a fake word? Irish.
Irish. Irish wristwatch.
Northern Irish. Irish with fuck.
Irish. Irish wristwatch.
Irish fuck.
Nickly Gladiators.
You see my eyes? You see nothing.
You see nothing?
God, you guys didn't watch that McGregor fight, huh?
Nah.
I did not.
Me neither. Okay. Anyways.
Nice.
He lost. Spoiler alert. But I think McGregor is
going to
have
I didn't watch it, but I saw like a bunch of memes about it.
I like whatever his name was. Khabib. He's like, man, he made everyone wake up just so he could go to sleep. I think McGregor's gonna have a huge comeback. He's like, he's having losses like back to back, but if he's really, you know, it could be a great fucking arc. It could be a good story for his fighting journey. He like, he's down bad, right? He's fucking up, you know. He ain't the same, and then boom, he comes back, dominates the game. I think would be fucking sick and hype. And UFC could really market that.
He was like undefeated until those last two fights.
No, he had three fights before then. He was choked out. He tapped out twice.
Really?
Because that's what Mayweather was talking about. You want me to fight this chump? Like, I've never lost. He's tapped out two times in the past or something like that.
It's different from boxing and MMA.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's how I know that he had losses. Yeah, he got choked out. But it is kind of, like, it's understandable because that's fucking crazy. Like, it feels like your arm's gonna break or like you're suffocating. But it's still like, you know, might as well just pass out for respect. In that way, but when you're the person receiving the punishment, fuck that. It's much better to give up.
If you know you can't do anything, why? Fuck it.
Respect. That's it. That's pretty much it.
I'm gonna pass out right now.
Fuck it. You can just pretend. You're really struggling. You can't even, like, pretend to pass out. Like,
look at that. Hey.
I'm not.
My eyes are closed, man.
Rev, come on, man. No, I'm not. Fuck. I'll just cut it right now. Podcast. We've been recording for like an hour. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Real quick. How we doing with just the outro? Just like, all right, that's it for today. Or something like that. I need a consensus.
This is the end. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Farewell. Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Fucker. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.